Okay, well, good morning everyone, and as Christian said, welcome to this last session, and I'm really glad that he read that passage out for us again, because really, today's session is all about us getting to the nitty-gritty of that passage, really. If we're all to be about each part doing its work to build up the body of Christ, today is really about getting concrete with that, I suppose, and really thinking through in practical terms how we want to go about that in 2017. We've put this session together because there is a big problem with church camps and kind of Christian conferences more general. I kind of learnt this the hard way when I first became a Christian back at university. And we used to have these great student conferences, and it would be right in the middle of the year, and we'd all go away and we'd spend a week together, and there'd be all this great teaching. I'd be really excited and pumped up and all want to make these massive changes. And then we'd go back to uni and there'd be assignments and work and sort of part-time jobs and all that kind of stuff. And everyone would just kind of forget what they learnt, and sort of, you know, things would fizzle out, and I just sort of thought, oh, that's a real shame that that happens. And I think church camps can be a bit similar, because again, you set aside the weekend, you take the time out from your busy life and out of your schedule, and you get away from it all. We spend time together in a whole community, and we study God's word, learn all kinds of great things. But there's a big bad world waiting out there for you after the public holiday. Yeah, there's your jobs, and there's your family jobs, and there's all the things and the pressures and all the stuff that kind of just weighs on you, occupies your minds, occupies your hearts. And as we saw in that first session, what the devil loves to do is use all of that stuff to actually snatch the seed away, to make it so that you don't put into practice all of the things that you've learned, to take away your focus from Jesus and his missions. And so there is the risk that we could come away and get all excited and learn all these great things, but then go back to reality and nothing comes of it all. Now, we reckon that's a real tragedy if that happens. So this morning is all about trying to minimise that post-camp effect as much as humanly possible. And fortunately, we have a great God, so we have him helping us with this. We want to minimise that as much as possible. What we're going to try and do today is actually lock down as much as we can how we feel we can contribute and serve to some of these this year. We don't want to leave all vague with, yeah, I should maybe get more involved in that, or yeah, maybe one day I should think about that. We're not interested in vagueness. What we'd love to do is get as concrete as you possibly can. We actually want change and we want transformation to result from this weekend. So that's what this morning's all about. Let me explain how it's going to work. It's going to be a little bit like yesterday. What we'll do is we'll give you about 15 minutes to yourself. Now, hopefully this is a process you've started. We've been flagging it all the way along, but hopefully you've started thinking this through a little bit. Just 15 minutes to take the time just to sort of think a bit about how is it that I think I can contribute, how I can take ownership, how I can serve in 2017 at some of these. Okay? 15 minutes just on that, just thinking about that. Then we want you to come back together in GCs again, and we actually want you to share what you've thought with your other GC members. Okay, we actually want you to share that. Now, there's two reasons why we want you to share that. First of all, we really want our GCs to be places that encourage and pray for one another and support one another as we seek to serve Jesus in our lives. Now, if your GC doesn't know how you engage and serve and the kind of ministries that you're involved in, how can it support and pray and encourage you in those things? How can it do that now, and how can it do that throughout the year? It just can't. And actually, it's interesting. I bet you've got people in your GC, they may be serving and doing all kinds of amazing things you wouldn't even know about. So we want that to change, and we want to use this session this morning as a way to change that. So by sharing, what you're actually saying to your GCs, please pray for me, please support me, please encourage me, please ask me how I'm going in these areas that I really want to serve in this year. Okay, so that's the first reason why I'd love you to do that. And even if out of this morning, you know, it may be that you've already sort of thought about all this at the end of last year and you've locked down all the things that you're going to do this year. If that's the case, that's fine. Please still share with your GC though, because we want them to know. We want them to pray for each other, and we want them to be encouraged by the things that you do and the way that you serve. That's the first reason. The second reason I'd love you to share is because it might be that as a result of this camp, you're starting to think to yourself, well, you know what, maybe I could serve in a different way. Or maybe I could try something new. Or as we saw last night, maybe I really ought to step things up a little bit and sort of have a crack at some next level kind of leadership stuff. Now, if that's you, what we would hate is for you to have those thoughts and ideas now and to not be followed up and equipped and empowered and connected to the right people that can actually make all of that really happen and support you to do all of those sorts of things. So I've actually asked the GC leaders to be ready to actually make a note. So if that is you going, yeah, I'd like to have a crack at something new, or I'd like to maybe step things up and try something different, your GC leaders will make a note of that and make sure that you get connected with the right people that can do the training, that can do the equipping, that can do all the empowering and help you actually turn those dreams into a reality. So that's the second reason why we'd love you to share with each other. So 15 minutes of your own, then half an hour in GCs, share, and then I'd love for everyone in the GC to be prayed for. Okay, so just at the end of that time, it'd be great if you could leave enough time just to pray for each other and to guarantee that you might like to do a sort of, you know, pray for the person on your left type thing, just so you can make sure that everyone gets prayed for and encouraged in that way as well. After we've done that, we'll come back together and we'll wrap up together. But that's kind of the plan for the next 45 minutes or so. Now, I'm also aware that just letting you go out there in a vacuum, that can be a bit overwhelming. So what we've done, a bit like yesterday, is put together this getting practical kind of outline for you. And that's just designed to maybe help you think a bit about some of the things that you might like to own this year at Summer Leaves. And I've kind of broken it up into a number of categories, which I'll just whiz you through. So the first two categories are the basics. So you remember last night we were talking about the basics. It's the stuff that just needs to happen for church to function. And we do have a few urgent basics. So if you're at a point and you're thinking, actually, you know what, I'd love to own the basics a bit more, these first four things are things that are particularly urgent in that actually currently we don't have enough people to do them. So if you are thinking about owning basics a bit more, if you could consider doing some of them, that would be wonderful, okay? These are the things that pretty much anyone can do or can do with just a little bit of training. None of it's very difficult at all, and we'll definitely make sure you're equipped to do it. The first one there, obviously, is Summer Leaves Kids Leaders. We do need more Summer Leaves Kids Leaders, but what we don't really want as a result of this session is for people that did it last year to go, oh, well, if you need more, I'll just do it again this year. Because what we're aiming for with the basics is to try and share the load so that actually people can have breaks and be refreshed and then serve again later on. So please consider that one if perhaps you haven't served at some of these kids in the last year or more. Then it would be great to have you perhaps think about that. As church has grown and as our audiovisual stuff's gotten more complex, we've actually got a couple of new roles that we desperately need. One is setting up the PowerPoint on Sunday mornings, and the other is our new sound desk. Now, at the moment, generally speaking, what happens is Marty, along with trying to set up all the music, coordinate the music, make all that happen, is also kind of fiddling with the PowerPoint, or often Jess has having to do that with the two little kids running around, and they're doing that almost every week. Now, it'd be great for them not to do that. And so we would love people that are willing to do that. There's no age restriction on this. So for you younger guys, I know you're all kind of digital natives. So, be awesome to have some of you guys up for this. And ideally, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Marty, we'd almost love for every GC to have someone that was up for that, because it makes it nice and easy. When your GC's on, you're there early anyway. You could just jump in, get that set up for us, maybe run the sound desk. That would be our dream scenario. Again, none of it's hard at all. It's actually very easy to do. And the same thing sort of happens with the sound desk. At the moment, largely it's Jesh kind of getting there, setting it up, manning it week after week after week. We'd love to be able to release him from doing that every single week. So they're two kind of urgent ones that we'd love to do. Again, no age restrictions on that. And dream case scenario, we have someone from every GC that would be willing to do it, and that would make it all super easy. Yeah, actually, that was... That's right, yeah. So last year, Dave did it. This year, he sort of said, oh, look, I just can't be doing that every single week this year. So, absolutely, yeah. And with all these things, yeah, again, they're not difficult, but there are a few things you'd need to learn. But if you were interested, we would absolutely connect you with people that can actually do it for you, not do it for you, but show you how to do it, would walk with you along the way. You wouldn't be just sort of, there you go, dump you in it. Yeah, Dave? There'll be cheat sheet thingies, cheat sheets, yeah, And it wouldn't be sort of, oh, do that, this Sunday, there you go, bye. You know, that's not what we're about. It would be about walking along with you, making sure you're confident, you'd have help every step along the way, always there'd be support. So it's, that's the kind of way that we like to train and help and set people up with things. So please have a think about those. The other one there I've put down is discipleship relationships. Now, in our church, we've got a massive proportion in those already. I always like to put that on there because I think if you're not in one, it would be great to be in one. They are such wonderful growth engines. They're so supportive in terms of you learning more about maturity, how to mature as a Christian, but also just great accountability networks to help you in serving as well. So if you're not in one of those or you'd like to help someone in a discipleship relationship, we'd love to help. Love to hear from you from that. They're the urgent basics. Kath or Rick, are there any other urgent basics that I've left off there that you can think of? No? No? Good. Okay. Urgent basics. Other basics that we're always looking for more people for, there's YOW, which is our high school ministry. We're always looking for more leaders for that, especially if you've got high school age kids in your GC. This is just such an amazing way that you can build relationships with them and disciple them and help them grow. So YOW leading is fantastic. There's youth ops that's happening every month. Always loving people to come along to that, and the more people that come along to that, the merrier, really, and that's fantastic. And I put on there, this is a bit cheeky, and I didn't ask Jess and Belinda and Sarah about this, but I'm sure they would always love more helpers for camp. Am I right, Jess? Yeah, camp team? Yep. No, don't want it. They've got it covered. Yeah. Jess just likes doing it on her own, so that's fine. But, you know, there's things like that. Any other basics I've left off there more broadly? Doing a good job, aren't I? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I feel quite good about that. Yeah. taking things on a different level. Music's a bit different because obviously to play music, you need to be able to play an instrument or have a go at singing. I mean, singers is quite an urgent one. We're always needing more singers. So if that's something you can do, we'd love you to do that. We're always looking for more musos. I mean, maybe that's something that you could think about. And then if you turn the page, you'll see that there's a whole heap of stepping up areas there as well. Okay, now these are those sort of own your own development type things that we talked about at the end of last night's session. These are those sort of next level things. They do require a level more of commitment and they do require a bit more training. But again, none of them are really brain surgery. Okay, and I'm sure almost everyone could learn to do these sorts of things if you're keen for it. Really, it just is a matter of enthusiasm, commitment to Jesus, and commitment to living a godly life in Him. So I've got those there for you to think about. The GC leader one is probably the most urgent one of those because, as you probably noticed, our GCs are getting big, and we've already had new people expressing interest about joining this year as well, so they're going to get bigger. So the need to plant a new GC, hopefully this year sometime, is becoming more and more urgent. But to do that, we need more GC leaders. Now, we're committed to having GC leadership teams. What we don't do is just have one or two GC leaders try and do all the things that a GC does. We have teams of at least four people that lead GCs. So to plant a new GC, we need four leaders. So we would love for people that are thinking, you know, maybe I could give that a crack. Again, it's very much a team thing. You're never chucked in on that on your own. So if that's something that you've been thinking about and think that you might be ready to have a go at, we would love to equip you and empower you and help you get ready to do that this year. So please let us know about that. The other ones on there are all things that we would really love as well, especially a youth ops coordinator. At the moment, I sort of squeeze that in amongst all the other things that I do, and we get by, but it could be so much better if we had someone that was actually willing to sort of really own that and kind of take that ministry to the next level. Again, we already have people coordinating some of these kids in creche, but we would love to be able to offer those people a break. And they serve so faithfully in that role, it'd be nice for them to have the option to have a bit of a break there. So if there are things that you could think of, always looking for new elders, always looking for kids talks. The purpose teams are fantastic and they're growing more and more, and so are the things that they try to do. So the more people engaged in those, I've got them listed there as well, would be better. So if you're interested in those five areas, if you're interested in helping people mature, if you're interested in helping people serve, which is ministry, if you're interested in looking after people and connecting people and help people feel like they belong and building community. Communities for you. If you love the Sunday gathering stuff and you love thinking about how to make those better and you're seeing holes in that and thinking, oh, if we only did that better, maybe you could help out with the gathering team. And of course, mission is self-explanatory. It's reaching out. And if that's something you're passionate about, whether it be international or local, we would love people to join that mission team. So there are a whole bunch of things. And then last of all, I've got a little question there. Have we missed something? Okay, because this is only what exists at the moment. And there could be a whole heap of stuff that should exist that doesn't exist at some of these. And maybe you know what that is. Yeah, maybe you've been a member for a while and you've been thinking, you know what, this church needs this, or we really need someone thinking about that, or, you know, I know I'm good at this stuff. If only I could step up and do that, we could make some of these that much better. Now, if that's you and you think we've missed something and you've got ideas about that, we would desperately love to hear about that. And if you think you can help with it, even better, because obviously we don't know what we don't know. And so if you do know it, tell us and help us sort it out. Okay, so there's just some ideas to get you thinking. I'm going to give you 15 minutes just to sort of think through all of that stuff. Think about what you're doing already and try and sort of think about how it is you want to own some of these for 2017. At the end of that 15 minutes, I'll give everyone a yell, and you can spread out a bit. If you want to go outside, feel free to do that. Probably try and stay around vaguely the immediate vicinity so it's not too hard to find you again at the end of the 15 minutes. And then we'll all come back in here and we'll jump into our GCs and we'll begin that time of sharing and prayer. Okay, any questions with any of that? All right, go for it. And I'll give you a yell in about 15. Okay, hopefully that's given everybody enough time to come up with some ideas. And of course, this doesn't have to be the final word. I mean, obviously, as the year goes on, other things might occur to you or you might want to try different things. But hopefully this has just been a good start. So what we're going to do now is break up into our gospel communities and do that sharing time that I spoke about before. So well, I'm just trying to think. I think you're just all over the place, aren't you? So how about we have... Rick, you're in that direction. Why don't we have Rick's GC in that back corner? Marcus is right. Oh, you, maybe Marcus and Than can fight over this corner. How about Marcus, you guys come down here. And who have we got over there? Yeah, Evdoxia over in that corner over there. And Christian's right there, so Christian can go there. And who have I forgotten? Than, poor old Than, yeah. Than, how about you go sort of in the middle somewhere?
In the aisle.
In the aisle, yeah. Feel free to move the chairs around, just make some little circles, and hopefully that all works.